on to Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty. Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere?
Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. I'm Lauren Witzke, filling in for Stu today. I am in a surprise segment, and happy Thursday. So, we have a great show planned for you today. I'm sorry that you got stuck with me. Stu had an incident with his studio, and let's pray for Stu as he continues to try to repair the issues with his computers and audio cards. So a Russian virologist who helped develop that country's version of the COVID shots has been found dead in his apartment, strangled by an unknown intruder in the dead of night. According to police, it was a burglary gone wrong, but this is Russia. People die mysteriously there all the time. Last November, a Russian billionaire died in a helicopter crash, and General Vladimir Makarov suddenly committed suicide, quote unquote, after being relieved of his command in Ukraine. The former head of Moscow Aviation Institute died last year after falling down the stairs. It's a lot of mysterious deaths, but if these deaths really are intentional, what's the motivation? The creator of the Russia's version of the vaccine. There's a lot of ideas that are spinning around, and Erin Elizabeth joins us to discuss. She is the creator of the Dead Holistic Doctor series, and I would not want to talk to anybody else about this dead doctor more than Erin Elizabeth. Welcome, Erin. Thank you so much for joining us today. Okay, so this guy created Sputnik. It was Russia's version of the COVID vaccine. He's mysteriously found dead. I mean, if you created a vaccine, wouldn't you have tons of money in order to buy security, live in your gated community? And how likely is it that a burglar would come in and just murder you?
Yeah, it's so strange. And they said it was an argument over money, Lauren. So that's what really was confusing to me. And then they said that originally that Andrei Batakov lived. And then after that, they said, oh, well, he didn't live. He died. And they wouldn't give the name of the alleged culprit who they say killed Andrei Batakov, which is strange as well. They just gave like his first name and initial, and you know, they said the man. And most articles would just refer to him as the man. Of course, we only have so much to go on, but I found that rather odd that they, I know with the doctor series of these strange deaths, it was the same. It's just kind of always the same MO. And yeah, a lot of odd things. And you would think that he would have some security. And I understand even if he were a government employee, at least he wouldn't be in this apartment where someone was just able to break through the window or something. So yeah,
and have access. Yeah. So I have been reading about this Sputnik vaccine. So it wasn't, I don't believe it was mRNA. It was kind of like a derivative of RNA, mRNA. And they said that it had like 80% efficacy, but I mean, how many times have we heard that before? It's highly likely that somebody could have gotten hurt, be very angry. You know, and I think there are a lot of people here in the United States of America that probably shouldn't walk the streets alone due to their own safety, due to how angry people are about it. However, you know, you've investigated a lot of good doctors that have been killed or mysteriously been killed. Now, and you know, how likely is it that this was probably a murder over just an accident, you know, an argument over money? What do you think? Like a burglar just came in and said, hey, I know you have tons of money, but you know, we see this happening to good doctors all the time. Like Bing Liu, who was investigating the COVID sequence, who possibly stumbled upon the fact that there's snake venom peptides in it. But you know, how likely is it that it would be more of a, not just a financial issue, but more of a moral issue, like an angry person coming, or it could have been a government cover up? What do you think?
If this were just a one-off, then I may say, you know, okay, maybe this is the case and it's a coincidence that he just happened to be the inventor of this vaccine that allegedly had a very high efficacy, as you said. But because we see this happen so often with the doctor you just mentioned, with this expert, a doctor, I mean, it's scientist, it's just, yeah, it's mind-blowing. We've seen other ones as well, including, and I should have his name handy, but the one that was working on vaccines who was killed in a tent with his two children as witnesses. They were just out camping. And so either in this case where they don't give the full name or the person named, just things don't seem to add up. I could say maybe if it were one, maybe if it were two, that could be a coincidence. But when we have so many like this, especially in, you know, recent years where you'll see these, where it's related to either COVID or the vaccine, it's difficult for me to say, oh, it's just another coincidence that somebody's going to murder a man over some money. It just doesn't seem likely. So,
Right. And, you know, there's a lot of government cover-ups, too. I wouldn't put it past our own CIA or the United States government having a hand in covering up for Big Pharma. Well, you know, Big Pharma is also like a cartel. So, of course, yes. Cartel killings. They operate like a cartel. They sell drugs like a cartel, just quote-unquote legally. So this is quite possible it could have been a cartel hit. You know, we have a lot of people that are dying mysteriously, dying suddenly. And, you know, people are starting to take notice, but people that know things are the ones that are most in danger. You know, I know Robert Malone, who claims to be the inventor of the mRNA vaccine, he's not kind of walking around just living in an apartment either, just because he knows that, hey, listen, like this mRNA vaccine ended up really hurting people, and there are probably people that want to hurt me as well. So, and I know like somebody like Dr. Anthony Fauci, would he want to walk the streets? And, like, you know, oh my gosh. So how likely do you think that this was an ordered hit by Big Pharma?
It definitely could be. Another similarity I see with so many of the other deaths over like the last 3, 4, even 5, 6 years that I've been covering this is they wouldn't give the full name, which was has happened before, but they said the man who allegedly did it, they only give like the initials or whatever. Right. He also had other of these horrific, you know, these crimes that he did. So it was the same with a couple of the others. One holistic doctor was killed with a sword on a beach with his wife, who was I think she was a nurse anesthesiologist. So, the guy who allegedly did it had just gotten out of prison. And so the first thing he does is get out and go after a holistic, you know, this famous holistic doctor, right. You know, and try to kill him with a sword. And actually, I think he ended up killing the wife and the doc. In that case, the doctor did survive. But you wonder if they're pinning it on these guys who are just out of prison for something else. And why were they released with some of the crimes you hear in the first place? So it's almost like they're the fall guy. And so why, that's very curious to me. Like I would think the last thing they'd want to do, not that people aren't repeat offenders, but it's always something convenient like that. And so again, if it were one or two, but we see so many like this with the same set story, whether it's in the United States, or I think that one I mentioned was in maybe one of the Caribbean islands or Russia, that you have to wonder. It's a little too many coincidences for my taste.
Right. So interestingly enough, when I was on Crosstalk News last week, I interviewed an Oak Ridge survivor. So he was a prisoner at this mental health facility in Canada. It was like a maximum security prison, but they ran experiments on people. And what they were trying to do at Oak Ridge was create psychopaths. So they'd get them all hopped up on drugs, methamphetamine, LSD, keep them awake, but they were trying to create Manchurian candidates. So they were doing this back in the 1950s, this kind of experimentation on people. And they used those people. One of them went to go join the Israeli Defense Forces, killed a ton of people with no remorse. He ended up getting arrested because he ended up murdering somebody in the United States. And he's been in jail for a long time. But there are, you know, instances of people that go through these prisoner programs, ran experiments on, and then told, hey, go do this. And they do it with no empathy, no remorse, no care for human life at all, because they feel nothing because they've stripped all that from him. So that's, it is possible.
I'd love to hear new ideas like that. Not that it's very sad, but that's a very good point you make, because if they're just released from prison, I was always wondering what's the motive? Even if they did do it, I couldn't understand, but that could be something that they just got out. They're in prison. There are other crimes. They were right. That's a great, that's a good theory. I think that would make a lot of sense. And if it would fill in a lot of the blanks I have for some of the doctors, because we couldn't figure it out. Same with another one that just got out of prison. We had a doctor, and I forget what she was specifically studying. Maybe it was infectious disease or something. And he knocked her off the side of the road in the island of Granada. He then killed her and buried her. So, and he just got out. So yeah, why do we have these criminals that would go after these specific targets, but they could, that's a good, a distinct possibility.
Yeah, and they're, like you said, they didn't even give his full name. It's like they're nameless, just Manchurian candidates. And that is quite possible. Yeah. I mean, this isn't a conspiracy theory. Oak Ridge was doing that. That's what is what they were doing that in Canada. You can look it up. You can actually watch that on Crosstalk News. Last week, we had a survivor who ended up, he was driving his car. Oh, he stole a car. That's what happened. That's how he landed there. He was just a kid. And then he ended up in this mental health facility. And he was talking about the experiments. And I was just like, why? And he was like, because they are creating psychopaths that will do this kind of stuff. Like, it is a real government program. You know, and it, I mean, I'm sure they didn't shut it down. I'm sure they found it useful. And the powers that be that hate us, want to deceive us and want us dead, absolutely are still running these programs as well. Now, you were in a lawsuit with the Disinformation Dozen where they came for you all at once. Criminal. What they did to you, big tech. Is there any updates on your lawsuit that you are able to share as you're fighting big tech?
Yes. So I think it was just after the first of the year. Feels like it was yesterday, but in January, I think it was maybe a week or so into the new year. There are 10 of us in total, including Bobby Kennedy, who has said he may run for president, which will be interesting to see if Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Joe, Dr. Mercola, the Ty and Charlene Bullinger, who I believe have been on your show. So there's 10 of us, and many of us are from, not all the people in there are from the Disinformation Dozen, but there are several of us that were named, targeted, the 12 of us it's even on CNN, not that I trust CNN, but it's on headline news. Even they have to admit that the White House pressured social media platforms to ban us. And just days ago, since you and I have probably talked last, Elon Musk did retweet Matt. I always have trouble with his last name, Tabay, but I'm probably saying it wrong, who does the Twitter files. So the 12 of us were named in the Twitter files maybe 5 days ago. I don't think it's been quite a week yet. And then Musk did retweet that. And in there, it was talking about the Financial Times, the famous magazine, that one of the journalists there were writing Twitter. And now that these Twitter files are coming out and saying, hey, it was specifically about the 12 of us, but they were saying, hey, she said, haven't they broken some kind of, terms of service, or don't they have enough violations? And basically, it was saying in this, they published the whole email, basically like, can't you take them down? I'll be back to you later tonight to steer you. Like, in other words, if you don't ban these 12, which I was ultimately banned permanently until I was resurrected by, I was banned by the last regime and just brought back up a month and a half ago, under the new regime of Twitter. So yeah, it's pretty crazy. And they were trying to just pressure Twitter, and the White House pressured Facebook and Instagram and YouTube to ban us, most of us permanently. So this lawsuit are some of the so-called Disinformation Dozen, and then others like Ben Swan and some others that have, a big reach and following that are journalists. And it's an antitrust lawsuit. It's kind of the first of its kind because it's collusion. And that's why we're suing. We already have successfully, we thought it may be hard to serve, but we served the BBC, the Washington Post, Reuters, Associated Press, and all of these journalists, these corporations. It's not the individual.
Yeah, it was a conspiracy. It wasn't just like, they colluded together to talk about, like, to get you guys banned, because it was all at once, group. Now, you had mentioned RFK running for president. Is that happening? And who are you going to support between, say, DeSantis, Trump, and RFK? Who has your vote?
I guess it just depends. That's a really good question. I would say if Bobby Kennedy, being a personal friend of ours and a co-plaintiff, and I've interviewed him and known him for years. Well, it would depend. I mean, of course, he hasn't come out officially on his stance on a few things, but that would be, I would love to see him. You know what I'd like to see? If he runs as a Democrat, which is kind of, he's kind of fed up with his, and I shouldn't say that. He's been very open about calling out his own party. The Kennedys are traditionally Democrats, but I think the meaning of Democrat has changed. Years ago, I was one. I say I didn't leave my party. The party left me. I'm no longer a Democrat whatsoever. Right. But if he did run, it would be interesting to see him, if he could beat Biden, because a lot of conservatives say they would vote for him, just depending on a few other of his positions on things. But yeah, I suppose in the primary. So in the primary, that would be the most important. It would be great to see him. And also if he would be able to be up there in the debates and people could listen to him share the truth, you know, on Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates and all of that. So
push the window. Yep.
Right. Yes. And in Florida, I'd have to go register Democrat because you know how in Florida they do still make us in the primaries. I'd have to be registered as the particular party. So I suppose I would do that if he were running and then switch political parties just for the primary. And I did that before because I was independent to vote for Ron Paul years ago and things like that. So
I'd love to see him run as a Democrat. I would absolutely love that. It would be fantastic because when he wins his primary, because everybody's going to vote for a Kennedy. He's an old school Kennedy. He gets the centrist vote. He gets the right wing vote. He gets, you know, some of the left wing vote. You know, we have some like hipsters that are anti-vaxxers too. So he'd actually be perfect kind of right. I'd absolutely say yes. And say he wins his primary and then it's him and Trump, like you're not going to really do that bad. Whoever wins, it's great because they're great. That'd be very cool.
I like exactly my thoughts. So 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 with the lawsuit, we'll see how that goes. Of course, it's slow going. But it will be interesting. And it's a matter of principle. I don't know that any of us expect us to see a dime, but it's a matter of principle that these, it's collusion like that, when they come together, it's, you know, you can't have these journalists conspiring to try to ban us, to silence us, you know, corporations or the, you know, that's why we sue the Washington Post and the BBC, because they're all part of this group. And it's unprecedented. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And keep us posted on the lawsuit. Thank you for joining us today. Thanks. Love having you. And keep me posted on that presidential race, because I am keeping an eye on that. I'm really excited about that. That would make one heck of an election season. That would be amazing.
Sure would.
I would love to see that. I'd love to see him on the debate stage, not only just exposing Fauci, but also, you know, just pushing the window. He pushes other people, right?
Yes.
Forces other people to force the conversation about, you know, vaccination. And, you know, I don't know his policy on immigration or foreign policy, but I assume he probably has, you know, those old school JFK values, which were America first. So, all right, Aaron, Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us today, and God bless you.
And you too. God bless. Thank you, Lauren. Thanks for having me.
Of course. All this and more coming on the Stu Peters Show. So later today, we are going to be airing Shortage. So Shortage is a mini documentary. I thought it was very appropriate for us to air today, exposing the plan for global famine. Stay tuned.
While everybody around you seems to be getting dumber and dumber by the day, easily distracted by the bought and paid for media that is compensated to distract them, looking at all of the shiny objects and UFOs and China spy balloons, you could be getting smarter. You could be doing better. You could be busting through those distractions and performing at your cognitive best. Go to nootopia.com/stew. Again, nootopia.com/stew. Nootropics brain supplements, 100% legal, totally natural, 100% safe, non-addictive. They actually make you smarter, process information better, be more driven, be more creative, be more focused. Nootopia.com/stew. Again, nootopia.com/stew.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Protect yourself from the psychopath lizard things that want to take your kids and touch them and groom them and molest them and traffic them. The psychopaths who want you to inject yourself with a deadly bioweapon, and then they want to incapacitate you by taking all of your food away by the food supply shortage, and then come for your money and your guns. Protect your money with gold and silver from Goldco. The imminent great financial reset that resets the electronic banking system to zero, it's going to happen. It's the only way that they can have ultimate control. But if you have gold and silver, guess what? You're set. Don't be a victim. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. Also, if you mention Stu Peters when you call Gold Co., $10,000, up to $10,000 in free silver with a qualified account. Call them today, 855-706-GOLD. More of the Stu Peters Show continues right now.